Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really fascinating one today. We are looking at a piece of research that, honestly, feels a bit like finding a master key to a secret room in the universe of mathematics.
It really does.
We're talking about a paper that deals with chaos, noise, and how things spread through these, you know, messy environments.
Yeah.
But the really wild part, the authors didn't just solve a single equation for a single scenario. They built a mathematical object that seems to unlock every possible scenario at once.
It is a remarkable piece of work. The paper is titled "The Green's Function of the Parabolic Anderson Model and the Continuum-Directed Polymer" by Alberts, Janjigian, Rasul Aga, and Sepelainen.
Oh, okay.
And you're right to use the master key analogy. In the world of stochastic analysis, that's the math of random processes, it's rare to find a tool this robust.
Right.
Usually you're just fighting the math to get a solution for one specific setup.
Yeah, because usually when we talk about randomness like, say, stock markets or heat moving through a weird material, you solve the math for one specific starting point. You say, okay, the heat starts here at this time. Now tell me what happens.
Exactly. You fix your initial conditions.
And if you change the start time or location, you have to rerun the whole thing.
Exactly. But what these authors asked is, well, what if we wanted a single unified mathematical object that explains every possible starting point, every possible ending point, and every possible intensity of noise all at the same time?
So they solved everything at once. I mean, that sounds ambitious. Almost impossibly so.
It is. They constructed what's called a regular version of the Green's function for the parabolic Anderson model. And that word regular is doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
What does that mean, regular?
In this context, it means the solution behaves nicely. It's continuous. It doesn't have holes or infinities, even though the environment it's describing is incredibly jagged and noisy. They've essentially built a consistent world where all these different things, heat, surface growth, polymers, they all live together.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because you mentioned the parabolic Anderson model, or PM.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like a distinctively 1970s sci-fi character.
It does a bit.
But I know it's actually a fundamental equation. So let's start with the basics for our listeners. What is this model describing physically?
Okay, so think about standard heat diffusion first. Imagine you have a calm, perfectly still pool of water, and you drop a single drop of blue dye into it. What happens?
It spreads out. It starts as a concentrated spot. Then it just blooms outward into a nice smooth circle. Very predictable.
Right. Smooth, predictable. That's the standard heat equation. Now, imagine that water isn't still. Imagine it's boiling. It's churning, fluctuating wildly at every single point, every single second.
So some spots push the dye away faster. Some trap it.
That is the parabolic Anderson model.
So it's heat diffusion, but in a chaotic, noisy environment.
Precisely. The equation is usually written as the change in the field, Z, over time equals half the Laplacian, that's the normal smoothing part, plus this other term, beta times Z times W dot.
And that W is the noise.
That W is white noise. It's a mathematical representation of pure randomness that kicks the system at every point in space and time. And notice the Z in that term. It's multiplicative noise.
Which means the more heat there is in a spot, the more the noise affects it. It feeds back on itself.
Correct. And that kick from the white noise is what makes it so notoriously hard to solve. Because white noise isn't, you know, a smooth curve. It's spiky. It's singular.
It's incredibly rough.
Right.
In standard calculus, you need things to be smooth to take derivatives, find slopes. White noise is so jagged you just can't.
That's why this is so significant. They managed to construct a solution, the Green's function, that handles this roughness without falling apart. They built a framework that embraces the singularity of white noise.
Okay, so let's talk about the Green's function itself. I've heard this term thrown around. It's often described as the impulse response, like the fundamental building block.
That's a great way to put it. Think back to your drop of dye. The Green's function is the mathematical description of exactly what happens to that one single drop of dye, placed at a specific location y at a specific time s.
Okay, so it tracks that one specific drop.
Yes, as it spreads through the chaos to a future time t and position x.
But real life isn't usually just one single point. It's a smear of heat or a whole cloud of particles.
Yes, and this is where the magic of linear equations comes in with the superposition principle. If you know how one drop spreads, you can figure out how any shape of dye spreads.
You just treat it as an infinite number of little drops added together.
You just integrate over the Green's function.
So the Green's function is the Rosetta Stone. If you have that, you can translate any initial mess of heat into the future.
Exactly. And the breakthrough here is they defined this field, let's call it Z of T, X given SY, and they proved this object exists and is continuous for all times, all positions, and crucially, all noise strengths.
That's the master key part. They didn't just find it for one specific noise level. They found a way to couple them all together. It's like they built the engine that runs the simulation, not just one frame of the video.
That's a perfect analogy. And because they have this engine, they can connect three major concepts in mathematical probability that are usually treated separately: the Trinity, the parabolic Anderson model, the KPZ equation, and the continuum-directed polymer.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. I love when different fields of math turn out to be the same thing in a different hat. We covered PEM, that's the heat in boiling water. What is KPZ?
KPZ stands for Kardar-Parisi-Zhang. It's a hugely famous equation in physics used to model interface growth.
Interface growth, like rust spreading on a car or frost on a window.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the jagged edge of a piece of paper as it burns. Or a bacterial colony expanding. It models how a rough surface grows over time.
And how on earth does a burning piece of paper relate to heat and boiling water? Physically, those seem like completely different universes.
It's a surprising mathematical link called the Hof-Kohl transformation. It turns out that if you take the solution to PM, that's our heat density Z, and you take its logarithm,
you get the solution to the KPZ equation.
You get the solution to KPZ. So the height of the growing interface is just the log of the heat density.
Wow. So H equals log Z.
Roughly speaking, yes. So by constructing this perfect, robust Green's function for PAM, they automatically constructed a robust solution for KPZ as well.
Two birds, one stone. Now, what about the third member of this trinity, the continuum-directed polymer? That sounds like something from a chemistry lab.
It does, but here it's a probability concept. Imagine a string A polymer stretching through a random medium from point A to point B. The medium is messy. Some spots are high energy, some low. The polymer wants to find the most energetically favorable path.
Like a hiker trying to cross a mountain range where the terrain is constantly shifting.
Good analogy. And the Green's function we discussed. In the language of polymers, it acts as the partition function. It essentially sums up the weights of all possible paths the polymer could take.
So this one mathematical object is simultaneously describing heat flow, a jagged surface growing, and a string finding its way through noise.
Precisely. And what makes this a landmark is the quality of the solution. They proved it has Holder regularity.
Okay, let's decode that. Holder regularity, what is that?
It's a precise measure of smoothness or maybe roughness. We said white noise is rough, too rough for calculus. Well, the solution, Z, isn't smooth like silk. You can't differentiate it. But it's not just chaotic static either. It has a tundra, a structure.
A texture. So if I zoomed in on the graph of the heat, it would look jagged.
It would look fractal-like. They proved it has a specific roughness. In space, it behaves like a function with a roughness of slightly less than 1/2. In time, it's roughly 1/4.
So it has a predictable kind of jaggedness. It's not random chaos. It's structured chaos.
Exactly. And because they proved this regularity holds for everything, they can do some really powerful things with initial conditions. Remember the superposition principle.
Right. We said you integrate your starting mess against the Green's function. But that begs the question, is there a limit? Can I start with an infinite amount of heat?
That is the critical question. If you start with too much heat, the math might break. The energy could feed back with the noise and just spiral out of control.
I assume if I start with infinite heat everywhere, it definitely breaks.
It does. But where's the line? The authors define a specific class of allowed initial conditions called MAG, or measures with finite Hof-Kohl energy.
MHE sounds like a VIP club for initial conditions. So what gets you picked out?
Growing too fast. Specifically, super exponential growth. Mm. If your initial heat distribution grows faster than e to the a times x squared.
So if it gets massive really, really quickly as you move outwards,
then the solution explodes instantly.
Explodes, like goes to infinity immediately.
Yes. For any time tog greater than zero, the solution is infinite. The math blows up. But the paper proves that as long as you are inside this MHE class, even right on the edge, the solution works, it's unique, and it's well-behaved.
That is a very sharp boundary. It's like, you can bring this much chaos in, but one drop more, and the universe breaks.
And it connects back to the physics. This condition is actually the same limit you see in the ordinary, non-noisy heat equation.
Yeah.
The noise doesn't change the speed limit of the universe, so to speak.
That actually leads perfectly into the next big finding here. Conservation laws.
This is fascinating because, you know, we think of noise as destroying information. If I write a message in the sand and a storm comes, the message is gone.
Right. So the question is, if I start with a specific shape of heat, say a slope where it's hotter on the right, does the white noise eventually just wash that out and make it flat?
The intuition might say yes.
Yeah.
But the paper proves the opposite. They proved a conservation of asymptotic slope.
Asymptotic slope. So the tilt at the edge of the universe.
Essentially, you look far out to positive or negative infinity, and your log solution, the KPZ height, has a certain slope lambda. That slope is preserved for all time.
Wow.
The noise might ripple and distort the local shape, but the overall tilt of the system remains locked in.
That is wild. It implies that the noise interacts with the system, but it doesn't overwrite the fundamental geometry.
It means we can classify these chaotic universes by their boundary conditions.
So we've got this robust Green's function, we have the Trinity, and we know the system preserves its boundaries. But the paper also dives deep into the behavior of those polymer paths, and they use a term that sounds incredibly definitive: strict total positivity.
This is a beautiful piece of linear algebra meeting probability.
Okay, in simple terms for us visualizing that polymer string.
It's about ordering. Imagine you have multiple polymer paths starting at different points. If you start path A to the left of path B, this property implies a very strong probabilistic constraint on where they can go.
It sounds like they don't want to cross. Like magnets repelling.
Exactly. The mathematics implies that these random paths interact in a way that creates a repulsive effect. They really don't want to cross each other.
So even though they are wiggling randomly through this noisy soup, they respect each other's space, they maintain a sort of lane discipline.
Yes. And this leads to something called stochastic monotonicity, which is a fancy way of saying, if I shift my starting point to the right, the whole probability distribution of my path shifts to the right.
That sounds obvious, doesn't it? If I start further right, I should end up further right.
In a deterministic world, yes. But here, you might think a path could get caught in a low-energy pocket of noise that sends it veering off to the left. This property guarantees that, statistically, the ordering is preserved. The system is predictable, despite the randomness.
It's amazing how much structure they found inside the noise. We usually treat noise as the thing that prevents us from knowing what's going on.
That's the triumph of this paper. They didn't just solve an equation. They built a framework, a coupling. They show that you can take all the solutions for heat, for surfaces, for polymers, and define them all in the same probability space, consistent with each other.
So they can handle any starting distribution of heat, any start time, any end time, any noise level?
Correct. Before this, if you wanted to change the starting point, you'd effectively have to rerun the universe. Here, they built the universe first and showed that all these different scenarios can run inside it simultaneously.
That is a massive technical leap. It's the difference between doing a calculation and building a simulator.
Right. And because they have this simulator, this regular Green's function, they can prove things that were previously out of reach, like the continuity of the polymer measures. They proved that if you wiggle the start point or the noise just a little bit, the path only changes a little bit. It's not brittle.
Which is crucial if you want to use this math for anything real. If a tiny change in temperature completely changed the outcome, the model would be useless.
Exactly. It means the model is robust. It reflects physical reality.
So we've unpacked PAM, the Trinity, the conservation laws, and the polymers. What does this all mean for the field? What's the so what?
The so what is we now have a rigorous way to study what we call the intermediate disorder regime. And crucially, it sets the stage for answering even bigger questions about synchronization.
Synchronization, that sounds almost philosophical.
The authors mentioned this.
Yeah.
It's related to the one force, one solution principle.
Oh, I like the sound of that. One force, one solution.
The idea is this. Does the noise eventually force all paths, no matter where they start, to look the same in the long run?
Wait, so if I start a heat source at point A and you start one at point B, eventually the noise forces us into the same pattern.
That's the hypothesis, that the random environment, the force, is so dominant that it eventually washes out the memory of the initial conditions. It forces everything into a single, synchronized state. This paper provides the rigorous construction needed to actually prove that.
That is a provocative thought to leave on. The idea that in a noisy, chaotic world, the chaos itself might be the thing that creates a unified outcome. It doesn't scatter us. It aligns us.
It forces a convergence. It's a beautiful example of how deep math can reveal hidden order in what looks like complete randomness.
Well, there you have it. A mathematical master key that unlocks the behavior of heat, growth, and paths through the noise. It turns out if you look deep enough into the chaos, you find geometry, conservation, and maybe even synchronization.
It certainly changes how you look at a pot of boiling water. You realize there is a massive amount of structure hidden in those bubbles.
It definitely does. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the parabolic Anderson model. It was a heavy lift, but I think we found the path of least resistance through it. We'll catch you on the next one.